When about 800 folks wearing strange clothes begin crossing the nation, they are bound to get noticed. That was the case for this group that wound up in Iowa. Their story is an interesting look at creating a new home and a new land, and it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In the 1830s and 1840s, there was growing unrest in the Netherlands as the government began to impose rules restricting the freedom of worship. Some citizens began a movement that would result in their immigration to the United States.
There was a group of young men who really took up this torch and made it their passion and their call.
Jesse Galligan shares the story from the Pella Historical Museums and the town that those immigrants would ultimately establish in America.
A lot of the people who came over in 1847 were farmers, and the land here was rich and ready to be farmed.
As the group of Dutch immigrants made their way to Iowa, they were certainly noticed. Not only for what seemed peculiar dress compared to others already living in the area, but also for how they made their voyage across the Atlantic.
The captain and crew of the ship talked about how the Dutch were the cleanest, most hardworking group of people they'd ever seen. The ship was not clean enough for the Dutch immigrants, so they took to work scouring the deck and getting everything clean enough for their standards.
The group of about 800 people considered settling in several locations, inside and outside of the U.S., but Iowa, with its fertile land that had recently been opened for settlement, was the place they decided to put down roots. The name of the city they built has special significance.
Pella came from a town that is mentioned in the Bible. It was a town, and the name means city of refuge.
And Pella has lived up to that title as a city of refuge many times over the years, welcoming immigrants from many nations who came to this country seeking peace from war and discrimination they faced in their homeland. This city is certainly not something stuck in the past, though, as their heritage lives on today. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Pella, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCrae.